Finding Yourself Podcast, take one.
Because I could think of 10 people that gotta work on their own. No, okay, well, you're a work in progress. I'm talking about, like,
just me.
I hope they're gonna watch this video.
Like, send this podcast to anyone that needs to work on their health, because me, like, this is just, like, such an unconventional way, because I was, like, talking to her about my life, and then she's like, record. I'm like, okay. So, welcome to Finding Yourself Podcast. I'm Abby, and I'm here with a very, very special guest.
Babby.
So, this has been, not random, but it was, like, such a random but beautiful connection, because I moved cross country, and I was really being like, man, I want to better my life. I want to, you know, be, you know, a fit girl, whatever. And then I did a walk once and you slid into my DMs.
Wait, so tell me about that walk. I had no idea.
No, I mean, I just went on a walk around my neighborhood because, you know, in California, you know, we're work in progress with like working and stuff. So I was just wanting to take care of my health, because I feel like my health and my body is something that I could control. Mm-hmm. And that was the only thing I can control. Yep. So I was like, let me take a walk. Cause it, like, in my house, they have a bait, they have like this little walkway.
Nice.
So I've seen it. So I was like, oh, like, let me take the like cute little, like, you know, hot girl walks, even though everybody makes fun of me for that, but whatever. It's fine. City girl walks, like California girl walks.
Yeah.
So then you slid into my DMs and you were like, keep doing walks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, keep doing them, like, every day, like, just 15 minutes, like,
just keep doing it. Yeah. And then I was like, oh man, okay. And then you told me, let me know if you have any health questions.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have health questions.
30.
I need help in the health department, because I love food and soda and everything. We'll get into all that.
I love that.
Because there was one thing that I didn't, this is gonna go all over the place, but we got together because of that, and then she kind of took me under her wing and was like, let me food train you and, like, health train you, and I'm good, and then I fall off the face of the earth, and then I'm bad.
She won't text me back. That's how I know she's, like,
eating bad. Sin.
She doesn't text me back.
She's like, are you sinning right now?
Yeah, like, at least make it good. Like, make it like a burger or some pizza or something.
I was like, please. And then I just like, yeah. So it's just, we're going to get into all that.
I just want to start off with, I love how it happened so simple. Like, you were just on a walk and then God, like,
yeah,
put it in my heart to, like, respond to you.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times we think of, like, a health journey as such a, like, a complicated thing.
Yeah.
Like, I have to change absolutely everything. I mean, there's, like, extremes to things. Like, some people really do go that route, and that's fine, and it works for them. But then there's other people, like probably myself, who have always struggled to have a healthy relationship with food.
Mm-hmm.
Or we see food as, like, an emotional getaway.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, forget drugs, forget alcohol. I need a milkshake.
Dude, I need McDonald's.
Yeah, like, for real. So I think that's so great that for you it was, like, it was so relieving to know that all you had to do was go on a walk and show up every day, you know, like, and really that's how it starts. It really just starts with, I personally started in Colombia in January, like 100% committed, with just going on walks, 15, 20 minutes. And then it turned into like 45 minutes. And then I started doing squats and then like body weight squats. And like every day I would just show up.
Even so you kind of just started small.
Yeah. Even if that day I messed up, because obviously I was on vacation.
Hello.
And the food over there is delicious. And you
know, natural too.
Yes. And then somehow even the fried food, you even get skinnier. Like, it's just, it's weird. Like, it's great.
I was like, am I sure you're supposed to move to California? Maybe it's Colombia. No,
for real. For real. And to me, and it's like a dollar everything, because, you know, whatever, the pesos are just smaller. So it just started off like that. It started off really simple. It started off with me going on walks, but still I was kind of like struggling with my food. And then my cousin started a program called Reborn Nutrition.
Shout out to that.
Shout out to them. That was my answer prayer.
Yeah.
So I was like praying to the Lord. I was like, if I can just get this one thing, like I felt like food was the one thing that I just couldn't, that I knew I can control, but I just couldn't, I didn't have the willpower or whatever. And I felt like if I can just do that, and it goes into like my healing journey, like I would for sure like have my healing journey intact.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day my cousin was like, she's like, oh, I feel in my heart, like, I just want you to join, you know, the program with me. And then I would live with her. Well, it's two of my cousins. So one of them is like the marketing. The other one is like the face of the program.
Oh, nice.
And then I was living with the one that does the marketing. And then it was hard because it's like, I'm living with my trainer.
Like, she knows. That's what I felt like whenever you texted me. I was like,
Yeah, but imagine that for her like this, just staring at me eat.
You want to eat.
Yeah, like,
literally. Why is there fat in there?
No, literally, like, you have so much fat, less rice, like, things like that. And I was like, oh, my God. And then it's like, every time I would want to go on a walk, she would be like, careful with the ice cream.
Like, oh my gosh. Like, because there's ice cream on the street.
Yeah, like the guy, like, and you hear the little ding ding, like with the car, and I'm like, oh, he's there for sure. And then
he's calling me.
Yeah, talk about accountability for sure. Like, if you thought I was annoying,
like, you're not annoying, you're just really good at what you do.
Like, try living with one of them, and then when you would, I would leave town to go to Barranquilla, there's the other one.
You can't even just like not text.
Yeah, I couldn't like not text because they would be like, you haven't responded in the group chat. And then,
you're like side eye.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was just so. But honestly, it was my answered prayer for sure. And it builds a lot of accountability. And also in a way, like the accountability forced me that when once I was alone, mm-hmm. when I did have that freedom, I would just like not do it.
Yeah.
Even if I was dying inside, like it was just amazing. And it was a lot of like mental. It's just a lot. Like if you can just control that one thing. Obviously food, everyone needs food for survival, but like when I learned to control that, I felt like so much even of myself under control.
Yeah, and I think like I think also the reason why I asked you to be on this podcast is because it's so hard because I'm constantly finding myself with food, and I know a lot of people do that because I'm the type of person where I told myself, I'm like, yeah, when I get back, I'm gonna meal prep, I'm gonna be fine. Yeah. And then randomly if I'm having a bad day or like something happens, and I talked to you about this actually, I got super emotional, or like a job didn't come through or something in my life just went like downhill, I was like, I need to order Postmates, or like I need to go to In-N-Out.
And it's such a Christian thing.
Yeah.
Like for the food, for the food to be the getaway, because obviously
we can't do anything else. Like nothing else is legal. I mean, we're just gonna be real and raw here. Like
no, for real. Like we're not a Christian, and then be like, I mean, you can, and I pray that, you know, but like usually
the blood of Jesus.
That the blood of Jesus just sets you free, but like it's kind of like we see a more normal for food to be that getaway.
Yeah.
When in reality, when I was in the whole like process of like changing my routine and my habits, like the Lord was really speaking to me and telling me like food was your idol.
Wow.
And the reason why it was your idol is because it was your getaway. So that's what an idol is. It's just something that you can just like, I want to focus on this because I want to forget about everything else. When reality
kind of an escape.
Yeah, when we're supposed to do that with Jesus, obviously, you know, we keep our eyes on him, but food was my idol.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it seemed more natural and more normal, like more like, okay, Lord, like it can't be that bad, you know, like I know I just ate, but I'm anxious, so I want to eat again.
But sometimes we don't even notice it either.
No.
Like we don't notice that. I didn't know I had, like, I didn't realize I had a problem with food until one day I looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like, dang, like you really let yourself go. Like it was... Like, my life, like, you know, everybody knows I was working, eating, sleeping.
And you were working full-time. Like, that's even harder.
Like, yeah, it was just, like, my routine was that. But even so, like, I see people, like, working there, and they work out, and they do great.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, you go, boo-boo. But then I was like, but me, I, like, I didn't catch that routine, and it was like this weird catch 22 for me that I want to work out, or I do work out, and then all of a sudden when people, that was another thing I was going to tell too, like when people tell me, oh, you've lost weight, then I get like this sense of
excited, and then I want to treat myself.
And then I want to get in now, and then I...
Which is okay.
Which is fine, but it's not good. A lot.
No, not a lot, obviously. Like, if anything, like, you get to pick if I want to, like, oh, they congratulated me, now I'm going to hit at the gym even harder.
Exactly.
Or, you know what, they congratulated me, like, food is a reward in our brain. It actually is one of the rewards. And it's kind of like you got to pick, and it's okay one day you pick to go to the gym, you run harder because they congratulated you, and that should motivate you. And other times it's like, I want to treat myself. Like, you know what? My body deserves this reward.
Yeah. No. And I just, I guess it's trust trying to figure out the difference between like when to treat yourself and when to hit it hard at the gym, because, you know, I definitely want to do that. And that's like the next step that's going to happen. But I guess like, my personal journey, it's been, you know, like you were texting me and I was doing really good, and I was like texting every day, and I'm like, I was like, this is great. And like, she was teaching me like all these things, like, because I've done all the diets, like I've done, like, you know,
keto was really popular.
I didn't do that one because I got scared of all the fat.
Oh god, I cannot.
I got scared of all the fat. Like,
really?
Yeah, because like, I don't really like bacon. Like, it's like this weird, even though I eat Canadian bacon, but it's not like, I'm not a fan of like fatty foods.
Oh, okay.
I just like junk food. Yeah. And like McDonald's.
You can say it, junk food.
Junk food.
I love McDonald's,
Hi, my name is Abby, and I love chicken nuggets.
And french fries by honey.
You like
and a caramel frap.
We're like, goes after this. After this whole month, I'm just kidding. But
maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly.
But basically, so that happened, and then I was just really good. Like, you were motivating me to go on hikes. I was doing it. And then all of a sudden, I kind of got into the routine of it. And then I just got lazy. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I would wake up in the morning and be like, man, do I really want to change and go on a hike and do that? And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks pass by. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, oh my goodness, my life is going to shambles, you know? So I guess my question is, like, what is advice that you would give? Because this, obviously, like, everybody knows that this podcast is for me because it's finding yourself. But I know everybody is...
Receive something.
They're going to take it, you know? So I guess, like, what is advice for someone that you know that number one, that wants to start on a health journey? Mm-hmm. Because something that you did tell me was, you know, think of something bigger, you know, that. So, like, what's one advice for someone that wants to start? And then number two, what is advice that you would give someone that kind of, like, goes forward, like, wants to better their life, but has this, like, love for food, and then, but wants to get better their life, and then all of a sudden, all these, like, big changes happen in their life, and they, you know, it's a lot. So, like, what advice would you give for those two?
Yeah. So, for the first person would be, for anybody who wants to start, would definitely be, start off small. Start off small and have accountability. Because honestly, I can only tell you, like, I was able to stick to the change in my food. I don't want to say it is a diet because it wasn't temporary. Like, it's something that I still apply to this day. 5 months later, it was accountability. Like, having my cousins there tell me, like, okay, take a picture of your food, would send it to me, and like constantly. Definitely accountable. And if I would miss like 2 days, one of the trainers will like text me and be like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, like, I honestly, it was like the walk of shame, but I would tell her, like, look, I'm here on vacation, like, I'm trying my best. And she's like, it's okay, just keep going. And that's the thing. And I feel like it connects with the second person, like, whoever keeps on falling or is stuck, you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
Like, even if 2 weeks pass by tomorrow, don't even think about the past. Like, don't think about how you messed up. Just keep going. I feel like that's one of the biggest mistakes I personally made. I've been trying to, like, get my food in order and fitness since I was 16. And I noticed, like, one common factor was that I would stop and that's it. Like, I would stop for months instead of just, okay, I messed up, let me just keep going.
Yeah.
You get me?
Do you know the reason? Like, do you know if there's a reason why we do that? Like, it's, like,
perfectionists. Like, yeah, it's people who just want to... Hi, I'm Tati. And I'm Abby. I suffer from perfectionists. Yeah. It's like... You obviously there's this like fine line of like having grace with yourself, but also like pushing yourself, knowing that you can do better.
Yeah.
But you have to like first tell yourself like, okay, I'm not perfect. I'm gonna mess up, but I'm gonna keep going. Like, really, what matters is what you do afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, if you messed up a whole month, like,
yeah,
are you gonna use that same excuse for 6 months or 7 months? Like, no, you keep going.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely people who are too hard on themselves. Yeah. And then there's the other extreme of people who are just like, I just can't. And this and that. And it's kind of like...
The excuses.
Yeah. Like, just go one day. All that dopamine and serotonin in your brain is going to make you feel better. Like, once you work out. And then you're going to want to do it again tomorrow.
But I genuinely feel good whenever I work out. I think the worst thing is just actually getting there. You know? And finding something... That is in the gym, like, this month, I'm just telling myself, I'm like, you know what, just get a gym membership, just do it, you know, I have a friend that goes consistently, so I'm just gonna go with them and make it a habit, you know, but I guess something that I loved that what you didn't do is that you never really reprimanded me, you never really were like, you suck, like, I'm just gonna give up, like, blah, 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 like, you even, like, quoted me with the Bible a few times, that there's some messages that you're like, well, you know, like, this isn't this, and, like, walking this path, and da-da-da-da, and I was like, oh, wow, like, you can really bring Jesus into, like, your
health journey. The only reason why I was even able to do this, like, literally because doing it out of my own strength always for the past 8 years has never, and I'm gonna be real, like, it was, even my friend the other day was like, you know, this is the one time I've actually seen you consistent and with results.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, it's like, yeah, I would be consistent, but my food was crap.
Yeah.
And then I would stop, and then I would gain all the weight back.
Yeah, I feel that.
And, yeah, so it's, like, for, you know, for someone else to notice and tell you, like, wow, like, this time is different. It's because it's, like, wow, Jesus, like, we're really doing this together. And it was, like, my prayer every day when I didn't want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Or work out or even eat healthy.
And do you do it by yourself, or do you have, like, the community from the Reborn?
That was more of the nutrition part. Like, definitely, I mean, once I got back from Colombia, it was kind of like, okay, I don't mean to, like, make this about other people, but kind of, like, having people look at you and be like, you were doing so good over there. Like, just don't stop here. It's like a good amount of pressure.
Oh, okay. It's like a good...
Yeah, it's good pressure. So it's like, dang, like, I don't want my 2 months of me glowing up to go away.
Yeah, like, you're like, oh.
Yeah, girl was looking right. Like, you know, I gotta keep that
going. You're giving it a lot of personality, so I was...
If you know, you know. If you were there for Abby's goodbye party, you know.
One of my 10 goodbye parties.
Yeah, one of your 10, bro. You just didn't want to go.
I don't think so.
It was so good. But yeah, it was like that good amount of pressure. And also, for example, like last week, I had no motivation to go to the gym at all. So I found a friend to go to the gym with every day.
Oh, wow.
Like, I told
them. I love how you didn't have motivation, but then you still went every day.
Yeah, like, I think the... I missed Thursday, but I made it up for Saturday. Because that's another thing, is, like, people think you have to work out, like, some... Actually, no. Like, rest is actually primal when it comes to muscle building. And that's why a good amount of sleep is so important, so that your muscles can replenish. But it was, like, I would text my friend, and I would be, like, are you going to the gym? And then they'll be, like, yeah. And then I wouldn't text them back, because I'll be, like, dang, I don't want to go to the gym. Yeah. And then they would... And then I'll be, like... And then I would be honest with them. And it's people who are in a... either in a better, like, physical position than me. So it's like, it's good because you're learning.
It's motivation.
Them. Yeah.
And you're always learning.
Exactly. So, like, you know, my friend Josh Brandon, I went with them on Monday, and then on Saturday, and then Amanda, I went with her on, I worked out at her house, and she's a trainer, and I told her, like, I don't want to work out, and then she's like, just come over.
Aww.
And then it's funny because, like, I told her, like, I had ice cream on my way to go work out. And she's and then she's like, good for you, make sure you keep coming. Like, she's like, make sure you, like, don't stay home just because you had ice cream, because we do that. It's like, I already had ice cream, I already messed up. And then she's like, no, like, come. you know? And I thought that was awesome. So
that is awesome.
Yeah. So just finding someone that, or people, you know, that every day it's kind of like, I don't want to work out. And then they're like, great, let's go work out now.
So I guess like another thing is what, because I kind of want to go like practical and spiritual about it. So like, since we're in the practical, like what are practical tips that you would give me or somebody that wants to get in this health journey, you know, because like you started and you did this and you did that, and obviously it's working because you look amazing. Aww, and you are my life goals. Yeah, like right. This means 6 months and my birthday, like, hit me up. But I'm really gonna do it. Like, I like, how do I explain it? I really want to get, and I'm just talking about me now. Mm-hmm. Before we get to that, I really want to get to a point where I'm doing it for me.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously, like, with God and stuff like that. Mm. But I want to get to a point, because, like, how do I explain it? I was going to tell you, a few, like, some of my friends, they do it. They have this thing, like, my friend Leo, he has, like, fighting this demon. Like, it's, like, you know, anxiety and things and stuff like that. And then my other friends are, like, they have, like, a bigger mentality for it, but I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have something that's, like, I want to do it. You know, at first it was when I was in California, I was like, I just want to do all the hikes. You know, I just want to, you know, for my mental health, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then I did it and I'm fine, you know? And then all of a sudden when my mental health is good, I'm like, eh, like, I don't need it, you know? Yeah. So I guess I want to.
Okay, I get it. Like,
how can, like, first, how can I do better? Yeah. You know? And then.
How can I do better? How can I be better?
How can I be better? Because I just want to be better, and I just want to feel good. Like, you know, like, I don't know. It was, and I'm just going to go off, but, like 2 years ago, like, when I went through the breakup, because obviously this is healing, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to glow up, you know, I'm going to lose all this weight, I'm going to do all this stuff, blah, 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 you know, breakup glow, whatever. I went to the gym, I hurt my knee.
Oh, wow.
And I got really sad about it, mm-hmm. because I was like, dang, I can't even work out. And then my food was crap. And then I didn't know that it's like the protein and this and that.
Yeah.
You know, because people just did so extreme. And
yeah.
I was just scared of that. And yeah. I didn't want to just eat like turkey breast, yeah. you know, and like
and protein shakes.
And protein shakes. I'm like, oh, I'm scared, you know? Yeah.
Because,
like, I like food.
Yeah. You know, just me too. And know? If you notice, I push you to eat, like, real food. Like, yeah. I'll never, like, have a protein shake.
Yeah.
Like, that actually generally bothers me.
Yeah, because I remember sending you a shake once, and I was like, hey, I have a shake, and you're like, but did you eat? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, did you eat? I'm like, I don't know if I did.
Is this even food?
I was like, is this correct? Is this morally correct? But, you know, yeah. I forgot where I was going with this, but I do want to like get
after
better
the breakup, you heard
after the
knee,
breakup I hurt my knee, and then after that when I finally got better, I was like, okay, like let me start going to the gym. I went to the gym, I felt good, and then because I saw like everybody going to the gym, so I was like, let me go to the gym. Mm. And then I did it to just like really stress, it was fine.
Yeah.
And then now when I moved to California, it's like this whole new journey. I was like, the only thing I can control is my food and this and that, and like when I came back, people told me, they're like, wow, you lost weight, this. I'm like, oh, thanks, you know, but I don't want to like take it in my head. But now when I go back, and plus, like, you know, people around me are like models and like, mm-hmm. you know, on camera,
yeah, it's
catty, you know,
yeah.
It's like, I make juice now, you know, like mm-hmm. I have my cucumbers that I need to make green juice with, because like, you know, I drink green juice now, yeah. whatever. But I want to know how I can, I guess, like, stop being hard on myself,
mm-hmm.
but also, like, actually, like, practical tips, because I'm going to watch this later while editing, and I'm going to be, like, I want to learn to be able to make this a practical lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, for sure. I think with that lastly being said, the first thing would be, think about today. Like, don't be so concerned about tomorrow. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that people make in any journey, not just in fitness or health, but also in school. Like, they have today in front of them, and really what matters is, what can you do with today? Like, what choices can you make today? And then tomorrow comes tomorrow. And especially for people with, like, that are really hard on themselves, like, this is the tip. Like, don't worry about tomorrow, don't worry about next week, don't worry about in a month. Like, focus on today, what you can do today, what you can eat today. Don't look at tomorrow, or yesterday. Like, that's the first thing too. Remember when I told you, like, look at something bigger? one of the, I think the primal reason, I think my top two reasons why I even like bothered changing my diet or my food was because I was just feeling so tired as a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
And I was feeling like, I mean, there's probably 60-year-olds more energetic than me.
Yeah.
And I hated that feeling. I hated how like slump I felt, like how tired I felt. And I'm someone that I want kids in the future. So it's kind of like, one of my biggest like role models is actually like my sister. Like she's 28, she has an 8-year-old, and that girl can go all day, like just being energized and energetic. And it's because she works out.
Mm-hmm.
And she eats a lot of like vegetables. And I was just like, she has more energy than me. I'm like, what the heck? And it's like, if I want kids in the future, I don't want to feel like I wasn't as like active with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's definitely one of the reasons too, was I was thinking of something big. I was thinking about a lot about the future, but more of like in the sense of like, I want to be healthier for my kids, or, you know, my husband. Like, I see myself as someone who's going to go on hikes and runs with her husband.
Yeah.
I might as well start that today. Yeah. I don't want to start that, like, once I'm already married.
Well, you can do it in California, because in Miami, I don't know.
There's exactly. Yeah, was, yeah.
We walked in, like, the botanical garden. It was just hot. I was sweating. I was like,
ah. It's disgusting. Or I can go in the Everglades, like, hiking and training with the freaking alligators, like, walking past me, you know? I mean, anything works.
Yeah. Or you guys can be, like, the cute gym couple that goes, like,
but that's the thing, is that I'm someone that doesn't enjoy the gym so much.
Really?
So it's like, yeah, so it's like another thing, you have to find what you can, like what you love. Like, mm-hmm. when I was in Colombia, I didn't have a gym. All they had was 2 15-pound weights and then the bay, which is like where everybody goes running. Mm-hmm. Think of like Miami Beach, and it's, yeah. like, okay, this is what I have. And I loved it so much, because it's like in the mornings, you get a little bit of sun, you're running, and then you go and you hit the weights a little bit. But it's like, I'm not someone that like enjoys the gym. Like, some girls take their pre-workout, they go, they kill it. And I'm there like, I want to die. Like, I want
to. Gym thoughts, I'm dying.
Yeah, no, I actually have a whole thing on Instagram where it's like gym thoughts. And one of them is like, I don't want to be here. Like, and it's not because I'm, like, lazy. It's just because I generally don't like the closed space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, like, my view is a mirror of myself. Yeah, like, yeah. I want to see the ocean. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Whenever I do hikes, I think the greatest feeling is that you're working so hard to do it. And even though it looks so high and everything, when you get to the top, you just see this view. And
it's, and then you find the beauty of God in that. Like, mm-hmm. that's definitely one thing that kept me, is just, like, when I told you to, like, stay in the moment, don't think about tomorrow, it's because it's, like, you can find God in this journey of mm-hmm. health. You know, I mean, I found him, I've heard him the most in this journey of health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when the Bible says take care of your body because it's the temple of your soul, or, you know, I want your body to prosper as your soul prospers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, like, he wants that for us. Like, he generally wants health for us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we go from glory to glory, faith to faith. One of that includes, like, health,
yeah.
you know? And sadly, the Bible also says, like, the God was their stomach, you know? Like, he was referring to the Old Testament, but he was actually saying, like, the God of the people in slavery was their stomach. It's, like, everything they desired, they had it.
Oh, wow.
And they therefore, they didn't practice self-control. And self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So it's, like, this journey of health has taught me so much self-control, and again in food, but also in other things spiritually. Like, now I can fast. If you know me, you know I do not like to fast. Like, I like to just have the liberty of being like,
today, I'm in social media.
Yeah, I mean, or I want to go eat a burger, you yeah. know. But when you're fasting, you can't do
you're
that.
You're like restrained from what you love.
You're very yeah. restrained.
Very, so, very, very restrained.
It was so funny because it's like I finally felt like I had that control once I started a little bit with the Holy Spirit. And then he's like, okay, now let's go on a fast.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, yeah, there was times when it was like complete torture, but there was other times where it's like, wow, I felt so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what. Girl, let me tell you, you can ask anybody that knows me very personally, I do not like to fast.
Yeah.
But I need to. You know, you gotta.
Love you, God.
Love you, Jesus.
I know you're listening. I know. It says right here that you're gathered. You're here.
Yeah.
You're here with us.
Fast. relax. No, for real. I was like,
he's like smiling and having me. He's like, my daughter.
I'm so proud of her.
I love her so much. Of us.
No, for sure. So.
I love how you just look up. You're like,
yeah.
I love you. Love you the most. No, but even what you were saying, I've had like crazy encounters with God doing hikes, or like,
yes,
like just being outside, or like even in my room when I'm like listening to music and then God's just like, keep going, like one more, or like
five more reps. He's like your biggest cheerleader.
You can do it.
I for sure hear him at the gym where he's like, just five more reps. Mm-hmm. And then I would stop because it's too heavy. And then he's like, okay, give me three more. Aww. And then it's like, it's so crazy how like, I mean, the Bible says acknowledge him in all of your ways. Yeah. So it's like even at the gym, mm-hmm. as you're doing crunches or whatever it is that you're doing, he's telling you like, okay, now give me three more. Like, yeah. He's definitely your coach as well.
And I love that because that's even something like what Mentor says, because we're brothers, I was Shana's mentor. She was saying, she was like, acknowledge him. You know, like there was one time where she went to the restroom and she just acknowledged him throughout like all the chaos. Mm-hmm. So I really implemented that nugget in my life, and I acknowledge him in my hikes. Wow, I acknowledge him in like my day, because people ask me, they're like, oh, how are you so close to God? Like, how are you so close? And I'm like, I just acknowledge him. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes, like I was like, if in reality, like, you know, as Christians, like they're like, oh, do you pray a lot? Do you do this? I was like, honestly, like I don't like go to my room and pray for 5 hours like every single day. Like I wish I could do that. But honestly, like when I'm in my car and I'm driving, I start my morning with him. I'm crying out to him, or like we're literally just eating lunch together and I'm like just doing things, and it's just so beautiful to like, I remember that day I went on the hike, it was like God was speaking to me about the mountains, and then he was speaking to me with the water, like the water crashed into me when I wanted to have a date with him.
Aww.
And then at night I was driving back and I was just crying because it was just such a beautiful God-centered day.
Yeah.
And then I got to like later on, and I got to speak to people about God, and it was just like he was there.
And that's the part where you find something bigger than yourself to do something.
Yeah.
Like when you like realize that the hike is not just about your physical health, but it's also a way for you to like, you know, in the Bible we read so much about mountains and you know how he's bigger than them, or how he can crash them into the sea if he felt like it.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, why not go stand next to a mountain and actually feel the realness of what you're reading, and allow that to actually like become a reality to you as you're standing next to one.
That's actually crazy, because the first time I did the hike, I was so scared. I was so scared because like those stairs, like
yes,
like my roommate told me, they were like, oh, it's not that bad, it's like whatever. And I looked, it was like, it just goes like all the way up, and then the stairs are like this steep, and then it's like this steep.
And I'm like, do squats in them.
And then I remember I did that because that's another time that I went hiking with someone and I did that. They're like, dang. And I was like, my trainer told me to do it. I was like, I need to do this. And so the first time I saw it, I was so scared. And God was like, there are mountains before you right now in your personal life that you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's next. But climb up these mountains and you're going to see. And then I got to the top and he's like, you made it.
Oh,
like, he's like, you didn't die, right? And I go, like, he's such a savage with me. He's like, you didn't die, right? And I go, no. And he goes, okay, well, like, you made it. And I go, he's like, look at the view. And I was like, no, it's scary, I don't want to fall this mountain. And he's like, look at the view. And I'm like, okay,
girl, you already climbed on that mountain, you might as well look at it.
I was like, because I'm just looking down listening to my music or whatever.
And that's so great, because it's like, you did all that hard work, why not just like sit back and enjoy what you accomplished? And it's the same thing with this health. Like, I'm sure a month ago you were eating worse, and you were eating every day things that you know that consecutively, like a burger and then a pizza. At least for myself, it was like a burger, then a pizza, and then like Colombian bakery in the morning. Like, you know, and then now it's like, no, you know. And it's like, I'm not exactly where I want to be, but dang, I am sure as heck not where I was few months ago.
Mm-hmm. No, even last year, just in like January, February, March, like I would just, everybody would know me at work. They'd be like, you just got Starbucks. I got Starbucks and like my ham and cheese croissant.
I want to go like on a ride again. I'm kidding. No, don't sue me, Starbucks.
I was like, I low-key want to get sponsored by it. So sorry.
Two types of people. I was eating Starbucks working
but corporate. But I gained so much.
And it's because of the sugar. Yeah. And if, especially when that's the first thing. Listen, if you want to eat like crap the rest of your life, fine. But at least have a good breakfast in the mornings. Yeah. Like, at least start off your day with the right sugar, the fruits. So that your body... I actually feel bad for people's body in the sense where I'm like... Aw, like, it's working so hard to keep this person going. And then all they're feeding it is, like, I don't know, sucrose. And
yeah,
like
crashes.
Yeah, and like, crashes. And it's, like, your body really is a temple. Like how you're treating it in the sense of, like, if I'm going to start off the day with fruits, then that's the right sugar. That's going to keep me energized. And that's going to, like, my body's going to, in a way, say thank you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not killing me. And then... forcing me to work for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like slavery.
Kind of, yeah, in a bit.
Wow, Shanda. Yeah.
And I guess, like, I guess also going off, like, right? I guess the spiritual side of it, like, what would you recommend?
Acknowledge him.
Yeah, pretty much.
especially because it's, if all your life you've struggled with this, I mean, myself, you definitely have tried it all on your own and it hasn't worked.
Yeah,
I have. And the enemy... actually something that you were saying kind of came to my mind. It's like you were acknowledging him and that's really what was pushing you. So the enemy will make you not acknowledge him. The enemy will make you like try to do it on your own or try to seek help from outside of him first, outside of the Lord first, so that you won't acknowledge the Lord, so that you won't receive grace and strength to do this. Because it's a lifestyle, guys. Like, it's not, like, something that you can... I mean, if you do this for just a year and then you go back to your old habits, like, you're going to gain all the weight back.
Yeah.
And so, one, acknowledge the Lord. Two, seek community. You know, the Bible says that, like, two, keep each other warm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the Bible's huge on unity for a reason.
Which I love.
Yeah. And it's not just unity in spiritual, but it's, like, unity and, like, accountability. Etc. And then you're gonna see the fruit of it. Like, it's so rewarding. Yeah. It really is. Like, and then you realize that you don't crave the same things. Like, it's not that you're not gonna like the same things. It's just your body's gonna be like, eh, let's not go for fast food. You know, let's go for like a bowl or something.
Mm-hmm. To something different.
To something different. Like, your body's actually going to naturally crave. I remember the first week, are you still putting sugar in your coffee?
So,
okay, moment of truth. Let me not kill her.
It's just a little bit, you know. But, however, like, there was a few weeks that I stopped because I ran out. And I was just saying, I didn't have money to, like, buy it, you know. After I ran out of this, I'll do it. But there was actually times where I just drank it straight, like, with barely, because I didn't have milk left. I ran out of that. So I had, like, a little bit of the sugar-free vanilla. And then...
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, that's what I've been using. Oh. I don't use sugar. I told you.
I am so proud. I
told that to you the whole time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow, miscommunication.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I already went.
Okay, yay.
No, sure. Yes. I'm loving this. I actually do that sometimes.
Okay, sometimes. Yeah. Well, so what I did is that I actually had, like, a sugar-free vanilla with my coffee, my Nespresso, and then, like, I actually got off oat milk. So, I'm going into almond milk now, even though I kind of had oat milk a few times that I was here. Because it's just out there. It just comes out naturally. Yeah, like, hey, can I get a oat milk espresso, whatever. Like, oat milk shaken espresso. It just comes out, and then I don't say almond milk, but then I remember it hit me. I was like, oh, can I get almond, actually? And then it hit me. I was like, okay. So, what I did is that I had, like, my Nespresso. I have my sugar-free vanilla, like, just a little, like, splash, and then, like, a splash of almond milk.
Yeah, no, it's good. Almond milk is great.
Yeah. And then there were sometimes I didn't have it, when I didn't have the sugar-free vanilla, and I was like, oh, it's, like, not that bad. But then I wouldn't finish it, and I'm like, okay.
Backstory, I told Abby she had to stop adding sugar, whether it's, like, brown, white, or, like, even stevia. Personally, I think stevia
is gross. Oh, yeah, I asked her... Like, me and her, like, if you just see their messages, we just go back and forth. I'm like, is this bad? Can I do this? And she's like, ew, no, gross. Yeah. And I was like, what about this? And she's like, no, what about this? Yes. I'm like, okay.
Like, stevia,
I thought that was good. Everybody used to use it. And okay. I was like, oh, it's good.
I've heard cases of doctors saying that it's not even good for you. I personally think any sugar is not good for you. Yeah. Just because as women, it messes up with their gut balance. And maybe this is something we can do another time. Talk about gut balance. But I personally noticed noticed myself that when I stopped adding sugar in my coffee, especially in Colombia, because everyone went on a diet, all they were using was stevia. And the first time I tried stevia, I wanted to throw up. Really, I was like, this is gross.
Okay, like, I guess, like, speed round. What is, like, some myths with, like, workouts that you're, like...
With workouts?
The workouts are, like, eating healthy in general.
You don't need a pre-workout.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god. I was like, all the gym girlies are just gonna come for this episode.
I feel like Dalton's gonna come at me. I've heard he likes a lot of like
sauce. We love you, Dalton.
You're watching. I don't know, Dalton, if it's true or not, but this is what I heard.
This is all opinions, guys.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Disclaimer, this is just opinions, not fact.
You can go Google this. I would not be saying this if I did not do my own research. You can actually get your natural pre-workouts from the food that you are already eating.
Like a banana.
Yeah, like I've noticed that most people who need a pre-workout. Oh, yeah, when I told you, like,
you're like, just eat bananas. Before your hike.
I've noticed that most people who do pre-workouts are the ones that eat the crappiest.
Really?
Like, they eat, like, Chick-fil-A, and then they eat a lot of, like, carbs before, no crap, you're gonna get really sleepy because carbs are just harder to break down in the moment, so you actually tend to get more tired, which is why you probably would go for a Celsius. So it's like,
that just makes sense.
Yeah, like, which is why sometimes I tell you, like, eat a smaller amount of carbs, more vegetables, but more protein, because that's actually what gives you energy.
And add a little bit of fat.
Girl, that fat is... The kiss
one
on top.
Egg yolk.
One or, egg yolk. An avocado.
Or part an avocado.
Yeah, part
it's
of
like,
an
it's like, I know you're here. It's like, it's here. It's here. Like
every, seven almonds.
It's my seven. Dude, I was like, do I have my almonds? No, this is my car. Wow. Deja vu. I legit have my almonds in the car to be like.
Look. Yeah.
Do you see my almonds? I just don't message you.
I love that. Yes, so your food is your natural pre-workout. I drink zero pre-workouts. It's not because, like, to give myself a pat on the back, but it's because, one, as a woman, I think it messes up my hormones. And it, like, crashes you.
Yeah.
And then there's not enough studies to prove that it doesn't harm you. So eventually, maybe in 10 years, there'll be, like, maybe more concrete evidence. But other than that, it's just, I don't want to take the risk.
Yeah.
Definitely that. I don't think you need a pre-workout. Stick to, like, natural stuff. Probably
this is what this is mostly about. It's just, like, people sticking to natural things. And, yeah, I think that's the first one.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
What happened? It was never recording.
Oh, my God.
Abby, I'm going to kill you.
I thought it was recording. No,
was
like
it not recording?
No, I think it was. Oh god, I think I paused it.
Guys, if Abby goes missing,
if I just use
this, is a part where this is gonna show up in the video.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, hey guys, so sorry for the bad audio for this whole time.
As you can tell.
Okay, sorry.
Go no, on. Honestly, like, I don't even know.
No, we're not starting again. Like, no. Like, we're not. Like,
I forgot everything. I'm all of a sudden, I don't know anything.
But I heard it. It just sounded good. Oh, this is so annoying.
How do you know?
No. Because the thing is that, like, when you press record, it records.
Yeah.
And then it... and it goes. Oh no, it's fine.
I said we'll just go get food. Like,
you're so funny. No, but
Abby, is this thing even recording?
No, this is recording for 44 minutes. No, it's
this
fine.
Subtitles this whole time.
You know how much editing. Honestly, I mean, I can use CapCut because it's easy now because I love CapCut.
Shout out to CapCut.
Sorry, I'm just a little triggered right now. That's so annoying. Any advice that you would give, just like anyone that wants to start this journey, or like
Nike, just do it, and then just find someone that has one good eating habits, not just they just work out, but argue with my friend all the time where I'm like, all you eat are protein bars. And then he just starts laughing. And I'm like, it's true.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't believe in like food that has been like very saturated and things like that. Like, one, find someone that you're like, you know what, that person has a really good eating habits, because that's the first thing. You can work all you want, but yeah, if your eating habits are crap, you're not gonna get the results you want. And then two, they love to be active, like, and then find whatever it is that you like, whether it's hiking, walking, boxing. Like, it doesn't have to boxing. Just be, yeah. Oh, I bet you do.
Sarah, you know, punch things.
Yeah, I bet she does. Like,
it's just like this inner thing that I have in me, you know, like people are like, oh, Abby's so sweet, she's so kind, and I'm like, I am,
but like, she has like a boxing thing,
but
in
inside
her room.
I was just like, I just wanna, like, punch something. Like, when it's a tough day, I just want to like,
really,
yeah,
I am not violent like that at all.
Like, I'm not violent, it's just
I just like to punch things, but I'm violent.
I, but I listen to
mirrors,
pop
walls, but I'm not violent.
But I listen to pop music while I do it, so it's not even like I,
Taylor Swift. Is that what you're saying?
Can you imagine just like, oh, this is a sign. This is a sign, guys.
Aww.
It's fine. But yeah, so I'm glad that I had Tati with me today.
I'm trying to do a heart. Me too.
It's been a great time. I guess last thing, can you explain like the portion, like the protein, the fats, like all that stuff, because I just didn't understand and I still don't, so this is for me. This is all for me,
definitely. So it all depends on your weight. So whatever your weight is, let's say you're 150 divided by 2, which will be 75. 75, so that would be 75 grams of protein. Oh, I'm sorry, no, it's whatever it is that you weigh, you divide it by 2, and then that's how much grams you're having of protein to kind of go on a calorie deficit, so that helps you lose weight first. But once you start working out, you just start going up in protein and carbs. So definitely, I always say, personally, this is what works for me. I like to be full longer, so I like to make sure that I have the most protein and the most greens, and then comes my carbs will be like third. Rice, I'm a huge rice person. Jasmine rice, shout out to Jasmine rice.
Yeah, I got it that because of you.
Yeah, and it's so good. I feel like it tastes so good. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, my fats. Like, obviously it's fat, so you want to like moderate, but they're not bad. They're actually extremely healthy. And if especially for girls, if you're just trying to like look right, get right, make sure you have your veggies, your protein, your carbs, and your fats.
So how do you know where to put them? Like, because I remember I put my rice and you're like, that's too much. Or like,
yeah,
that's like that. Because like, I just want to do good, you know, like, I just want to know myself.
I just want to be perfect.
I just want to be right. I just want to be good enough for you.
And the reason, again, it goes back to your weight. So But it's also like, it depends what you're doing. Like, if you're just trying to lose weight, then I use 1/3 of rice. Mm-hmm. And then when I started working out and I started building like muscle mass, I wasn't scared of rice that much, but still not more than my protein. It's more like a mental measurement that I have.
Yeah.
As long
but like
as,
for someone that's starting like me, because I legit get measuring cups.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I bought measuring cups, and you know, you're adult when you buy measuring cups.
For protein, you have to weigh it in grams. So it would be like maybe 120 grams before it's cooked of protein. 120
grams?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know?
You have to you,
okay, this
the
is
about,
like, a really stupid, like, I don't have a balance beam.
Okay, then use your hand measurement.
Okay.
From here to here is your protein.
Got it.
And then from here to here, the palm, is your carbs.
Got it.
From here to here. And then don't be scared of like vegetables. Like, you don't gotta measure the vegetables.
Yeah,
let those things do what they gotta do. And then fats, I read it's like your thumb size.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like avocado or olive oil, whenever I tell you, like, if you don't
so
have
so your
avocado,
thumb size like this, or your thumb size like this?
Like this, like, I would say like this, like from
like
here
this.
To here.
Okay.
like avocado. Yeah, you're like, I have way more than that.
I know. I was like, oh crap. I'm like, well.
Honestly, again, in breakfast.
I mean, I'm full. I'm so full to like with my breakfast.
Yeah, in breakfast, I don't see that as so much as a problem. I see that more like a little stricter in the night because you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
So your metabolism kind of needs like time to break everything down.
Well, dinner's my weakness and you know this.
Yeah.
Like, you know this point blank period. Like, it's like I can meal, like I told her, like I meal prep, like my meals. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to dinner, I'm like, I really want
me
this.
Too. I think lunch is more my weakness.
Really?
Yeah. Like really? Lunch, because it's like the middle of the day, the sun is out. Oh, I want a burger.
Really?
Like, yeah. So it's all good.
No, I have those late night munchies. Like, not high, but
maybe you need to go to maybe you need to go to bed earlier.
I do.
Lack well, sleep. Of sleep is connected
sleep
to
is good too.
Whenever people are like, I want to eat really bad. I'm like, are you emotional or are you tired? Because your brain is asking for more energy, so it connects it with sugar.
But I did tell you it was also habits.
Yeah.
It was also my habits because like here, that was like a huge thing. Because here, I would like eat, sleep, work, and then I would order Postmates at like 10 or 11 p.m. And I'm just being open. I'm just being real, you know. Yeah. You know. But now I don't have, you know, like, you know, I don't have the luxury of doing that anymore. There I've only done like once or twice because it's super expensive, but I did that, so that was a habit that I was trying to break. So I was just trying to figure out like how to do it, but obviously you said go to sleep eat early. But I did talk to my aunt, like she did, like she does intermittent fasting.
Uh-huh.
Which is like, you know, like she stopped.
I mean, you also have to ask yourself, like, why are you hungry at that time? Did you eat good like throughout the day? Like eating good throughout the day is gonna keep you from you know munching
At night.
It's probably because you generally are hungry.
Yeah.
Probably because you didn't have a good lunch or late or a good dinner, you know.
And like, is the portions the same for dinner as well as like lunch and breakfast?
I try not to have like rice for dinner. I definitely try to have more vegetables for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me like vegetables. I hated them so much.
Yeah.
And then now I can like tolerate them and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But protein in all of my meals.
Yeah, for sure.
Proteins, vegetables in all of them except breakfast, it's fruits. But with the protein. But in general, I try. I mean, you can even make it like a tort, like a wrap, you know, for dinner, and it's sold like a chicken wrap, and it's so good with some garlic that I told you how to make it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The hidden recipe that I still need to do.
You really should try. You would probably stop having bowls outside when you can just make all these really sauces good. Really good inside your house.
That's the next goal.
Yes.
I'm looking at her in this face like, well, you know. Well, I hope you guys learned something today because I did. And I know that.
I hope you did.
I hope you did. Because
I really do.
It was just a really good episode. I honestly think that a lot of people need to learn to find themselves like through being healthy and like, you know, putting God first in their body, you know, body temple of the Holy Spirit. And like that, this is something that I'm currently working on now. And obviously, you know, in 6 months or whatever, you know, we'll do a follow-up episode and you'll be like, damn, like that was you like before. And you're like, whoa, different person, you know? And if you actually, like, if I actually like take these roles and actually take these tips and advices, you know, I'm really gonna make it my mission to do it. And you know, also sorry for going off the walls.
Okay. I just remembered. Okay, never mind.
What?
I was still trying to do some math in my head. I'm like, is a protein divided by four?
I was like, the math is mathing. Like,
the math is, yeah, they're talking.
Just like, la, 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 la. Just like numbers. Just
carry the two.
Just do this. It's like the Queen's Gambit. Like when she looks at the chess pieces, like going up. Like,
yeah, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably me right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I hope you guys learned to get some tips to being healthy.
Yes.
And
feel free to like reach out to me or Abby or any Reborn Nutrition.
Yeah. So plug yourself. Where can they follow you? Reborn Nutrition.
Yes. Reborn.nutrition. And also His Love Never Fails, but at the moment it's deactivated. So maybe just follow Abby and then wait till I, you know,
mood. Start,
yeah, wait till I'm back on the,
when she's back on the gram, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
We'll let you know. She'll let you know.
Yeah, and then just ask, Jesus to just help you be healthy.
But follow Reborn Nutrition. Like, sure. Honestly, they're great. And
yes,
even though I don't understand most of it because it's in Spanish. It's in Spanish. So, like, for my Spanish speakers,
Reborn.nutrition. Nutrición.
Nutrición. Gracias.
That's good.
But yeah, so you guys can follow me at Abster7. Also, we hit 1,000 subscribers, so yeah.
Congrats!
Thank you.
I'm one of them.
I can't believe it. This is the first time I'm actually like filming a video to say thank you. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for subscribing. And you know, this has been a dream of mine since I was younger. And you know, 12 years ago, I started this YouTube channel just wanting to bring Jesus to the internet. And the fact that we're able to like do this and sit down with Tati and sit down with me and like you guys are actually interested in my life. Like, I know like some people watch it, a lot of people watch it. And
I watch you know, when I eat.
Honestly, that's why I make these videos. I literally make these videos that you guys can sit with, like I can sit with you while you're eating or like sit with you while you're driving, you know, and stuff like that. It's just like, I like, that's like my audience that I kind of just want to make content so you guys can like, I can be with you. Because me personally, sometimes I have like being alone in California, I like play a podcast or I play something while I'm washing dishes or while I'm editing or while I'm doing something, just so I don't feel alone. You know, and like I know that I'm not alone, God's with me obviously, but like it's nice to have that voice or like that person. And then obviously you guys can like stay tuned in my life, so thank you so much. Thank you, Tati, for being on it.
Thank you.
Wow, bye already. Jeez.
Oh wait, stay.
Don't click out.
Yeah, don't. We love you.
Just stare at each other. Okay, we love you guys. Bye.
Okay, bye.